This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We are continuing our series, Growing Pains, and today we're focusing on property taxes in the Treasure Valley. And now we're talking about how tough rising property taxes have been on homeowners. Back again with us is Alan Dornfest, Property Tax Policy Bureau Chief with the Idaho State Tax Commission. Alan, let's talk about 2019. The total taxable value of homes went up again last year. Can you tell us how much it went up, and is that a new record?
Well, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me here. I think that Samantha has my report on that. I was just going to page through. So what I'd look at, and this is not Treasure Valley necessarily, okay, but the assessed value, meaning the market value, basically, of homes went up about just under 22%, and from 18 to 19. If I pull new construction out, it's about 17% value increase, and that was very, very high. Yeah, there's my report. Thank you for bringing that up. So that is a very high. It looks like. Since I've done this study, which is about 25 years now, that does seem like the highest number that we've seen. So that's value, though, not tax per se.
But even though, I mean, it's value, not tax, I mean, taxes play into that and they go up. I mean, you know, my property taxes have gone up year after year.
Right. And I'd like to point out two things there. One is the average tax went up about 9%, so not the 21 or the 17. Okay. So about half of what you saw as far as the value increase. And so it's a zero-sum game. So that means some different property types tended to pay less and some paid more. So the value increase on commercial property, for example, both in Treasure Valley and elsewhere was quite a bit less typically than on residential. So you get tax shifts between different classes of property because of this change in value. In other words, the share of the pie, again, represented by residential grew. The share of the pie represented by commercial did not grow.
Do you know how much was collected last year in property taxes around our state?
Sure, it's just over $2 billion.
So then how did that compare to 2018?
Right, it was up about 6.5%, which if you look at a long-term scenario, since we came out of recession, I think the average has been a little over 5% a year. So it's a little bit heavier than the typical year. But remember, that's overall growth in taxes. And I would suggest that residential probably felt a higher increase, like I said, about 9%. And so some categories of property had a lower increase.
Alan, is this something that we see, you know, around the country that property tax prices go up? Or does this have to do with this whole idea that this is a very popular place to live, and so therefore there is more building and more people moving into the area?
Well, my research shows that there's been a lot of demand type pressure in major markets around the country. I can't be specific, but do remember that our property tax system, being based on current annual market value, is very responsive to those changes. There are other charts we can show that I've provided for Samantha, for instance, that show property values on the residential side and taxes downturning during the last bad recession. Other states don't always have as responsive of a tax system, but remember that it's an annual tax. So people who study this on a national level think that it's better to have a system that responds since you're paying the tax every year.
I know you have to go. So, Alan, thank you so much for your time today. We've been talking with Alan Dornfest. He is the Property Tax Policy Bureau Chief with the Idaho State Tax Commission. Appreciate you joining us and your expertise today. Thanks, Alan.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me on.
Let's look closer at how those rising values Alan Dornfest talked about are affecting homeowners. Here's our producer, Samantha Wright.
We've talked a lot about numbers and how much property values and sometimes taxes have gone up. But those numbers are really people, regular folks who live in the Treasure Valley and may be struggling. Remember Erin Brady, who appraises houses at the Ada County Assessor's Office? She's also a homeowner.
My husband and I actually bought the house just a little over 3 years ago. And just in 3 years, our home value has increased almost 40%.
She's sitting on a good investment, but it's been tough.
Certainly paying the property tax liability on that, you know, I feel the sting. I personally can relate to property owners who have that complaint. I mean, my property tax liability has ballooned over the last, since my husband and I purchased the home as well.
And her boss, Ada County Assessor Bob McQuaid, has been in the same boat.
Years ago, our house took a significant increase in value. And I remember looking at the increase in the assessed value. And my first thought was, my taxes are going to go up. And if it keeps going up at this rate, are we going to be able to keep our house? And I'll never forget that. It was just a sickening feeling because we like our house. We've lived there for 30 years and we plan on staying there. But, you know, can we afford to keep that?
McQuaid says for many people, higher property taxes are just plain scary.
It can be, especially for, you know, for people who are just living on Social Security, maybe a little bit more, a very small pension. Yeah, it's real scary. Probably a lot of people, I don't know, a lot, but, you know, 1,000, 5,000, whatever, sell their house because they're getting to the point where they can't pay the tax anymore. They paid last year's taxes, but they don't think they can do it next year. So I'm going to sell my house this year.
Jackie Rowe was facing that kind of decision earlier this year when reporter Margaret Carmel spoke with her. Jackie and her husband have lived in their small, bright yellow house on the Boise Bench for 53 years and watched their taxes balloon from less than $100 a year to almost $1,500. I checked back in with Jackie to see how she was doing.
We seem to manage every year to get the taxes paid. It always comes first at the end of the year. And when sometimes when we didn't have it, we just would pay half at a time and hope we come up with some income to pay the other half. But for the most part, we've been very lucky.
She and her husband sold some things, and she's done all she can to cut costs and to pare down expenses.
We don't have a fancy house or a big house or fancy cars or anything like that.
But I asked her how long she and her husband can stay in their home.
I don't know. It just depends upon how long the good Lord wants me to stay here. what we can do. But right now, I've got enough put away that even if they go up, we may have to give up something else, but I can cover taxes for a few more years. Because that's important. Otherwise, you know, what else can you do?
That was our producer, Samantha Wright. Back with us now is BoiseDev.com reporter Margaret Carmel and Idaho Senator Marianne Jordan, a Democrat from Boise. So, Senator Jordan, you also live on the Boise Bench. Have you seen your property taxes go up over the years, as was mentioned in the report Samantha just filed?
Hi, Gemma. Yeah, we definitely have. And when we really felt the hit, especially up on the bench, was when the property tax, the homeowner's exemption was capped in 2016. Mm. At $100,000. And it was sort of a perfect storm because that cap came right around the time that property values on the bench began to increase. And so the taxable values of our homes are significantly higher than they would have been had that cap not been implemented.
You know, Senator, you have many older neighbors who are having trouble with these higher property taxes. I mean, in fact, I live in a neighborhood where, you know, a lot of people in my neighborhood purchased their homes back in the 70s and the 80s, and they have not left, right? And so they're aging in their homes. However, property taxes can become a problem. So what are you hearing from your neighbors who are older?
Well, it is a significant issue for folks on fixed income and people who are retired. And there's a couple of things I think that really contribute to this in a big way that we've tried hard to work on in the legislature and haven't had a whole lot of luck. One is that the circuit breaker, which allows a credit for lower income seniors, that the amount of that has been fixed since 2006. Well, we all know what's happened to property values in Boise since 2006. And it also is an income limitation of $30,450. And there's no distinction there between a single or a married person. So you would have the expenses of two persons living in a household and have the same income limitation that you might for a single person. And for either situation, $30,450 in this economy is not a whole lot of money to try to get by and deal with increased property taxes. And then the other thing that's happened that's been really significant is, I mean, I look at my tax bill and 31% of my property tax bill is going to school bonds and levies. Right. And, you know, Article 9, Section 1 of the Idaho Constitution says that it's the duty of the legislature to establish and maintain a general, uniform, and thorough system of public free common schools. And over the years, with all of the tax cuts that have happened at the state level and the competition for general fund dollars with education and other programs have led school districts to have to go out to the property taxpayers for help to keep schools going. And I truly believe that until the legislature reinvigorates a commitment to education, that we're going to continue to have this problem.
Mm-hmm. So Margaret, to play the devil's advocate here, isn't having your property values go up, you know, a good thing? I mean, especially at the rate they've been going up in the Treasure Valley, in Boise in particular, when we just saw what median home price is now $400,000.
For sure. I mean, it's whenever your property value goes up, that means you're sitting on a more valuable asset. But the thing is, that more valuable asset only helps you if you're intending to sell. So for instance, someone like Jackie Rowe, who would like to stay in her house on the bench pretty much, you know, for the rest of her life, all it does is charge her more money. And this idea that like the American economy is kind of built on this idea that your housing prices are always going to go up because you're always going to be looking for a newer and bigger house. Well, let's say if Jackie Rowe decides to cash in and sell her house, you know, can she buy a new one? Can she afford
right,
a new
where
one?
Can and she
the
go?
Answer is probably not, you know, and especially with this historically low income rate or inventory rate, my bad, there might not be a house for sale. And if there is, how would she jump up in the market if that upper part of the market has exploded too? And so it's kind of, there's this drumbeat of, well, you're building equity, you're building all these things, but it's like you're building for what? And then it gets kind of into the question of why would you want that property to increase in value if you don't intend to do anything with it?
Well, we are going to continue our conversation. We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll look at a few possible solutions to the growing property tax problems for some homeowners. Stay with us. More Idaho Matters next.